Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Angela Butler, the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I've been checking some facts, some statistics here in the United States of America concerning the police and the sheriff deputies. First of all, I'd like to say the sheriff deputies and police officers are human beings. They make mistakes just like everybody else. They're human. They're completely human beings. The police and sheriff deputies have a very poor, dangerous job. The police are being killed. There are only 5 deputies killed in Washington County, Florida, because of domestic violence. I'm not against black people. I'm not against white people. But the police are needed. Vital. They're vital to America. The police should not be defunded. They should be given more money to patrol the streets. The reason I say this, there are a lot of crimes that go unreported to the police. Once again, I'll let them in Washington County, Florida. There have been 5 police officers killed. They have very dangerous jobs. These police officers are human beings. They have families. They have lives. The sheriff, deputy, chief of police, sheriff, the same thing. I just want to say to the people listening to my show, who have followed this show, that the police should not be defunded. They should not be defunded. The police should not be defunded. Yes, resources should go to mental health, but they should not be defunded. The police have an extremely dangerous job. They never know what move a mindset when they go to arrest somebody or investigate. Like, they never know what kind of move they're in. They never know what kind of weapons they have. They put their lives in danger every single day. The majority of the police officers are good people. America needs police. America needs sheriff deputies. There are some areas in this country who desperately need police more than other areas. There are some communities. There are some neighborhoods. There are certain towns. There are certain parts of towns and communities in America where the police are vitally needed. This will be a very short show. The police need more resources. Crime is real. Crimes are committed every day against people. Some people suffer in silence. From the interviews are real. There are some neighborhoods who desperately need neighborhoods. Some neighborhoods and communities where the police are desperately needed. The reason the police are not arresting neo-Nazis in power is because they don't know who they are. This is not a racism thing. Most of these cases that have made the news is not racism. I don't hate black people. I don't hate. There is the criminal element in America. Police want to go home at the end of the day to their family. They are human beings, just like you. And me. Incarceration is not a crime. Then you need to be. A lot of America, there are some people who genuinely need to prison, not jail. There are some people who genuinely need to be arrested and are never arrested. There are 750,000 people who have listened to your show in the last 5 years. Criminals get away with crimes every day. Most of you live in communities and neighborhoods that are, for those people who don't, they desperately need the police. Some people are scared to talk. Some people, it does no good. The police job is to arrest people. That's plain and simple. That is their job, to arrest people. Some people can afford bodyguards. There are some people who can afford closed, gated communities. Some people cannot afford closed, gated communities and bodyguards. They would love to be able to afford that. Police are needed on every level, from the richest to the lowest. There are neighborhoods. There are people who are in dire need of the police in their neighborhoods and in their lives. There are people that should be in prison who never go to prison. That's a fact in America. Everybody in America has committed a crime. Everybody did not get caught. Please don't defund the police. Do not defund them. They are needed. The police and sheriff deputies, the FBI, I need the CIA, I need it. There should be mental health funding, but there should be no defunding the police. Like I keep saying, there are some neighborhoods, some communities that need police more than other areas. Some areas are straight up crime areas. Most people only see discrimination when it comes to black and white. Black people commit crimes also. Black people can be racist. Black people can be criminals. I am a victim of black people and some white people. I live in Chipley, Florida, and I'm a victim. I'm a victim of Washington County, Florida, Chipley, Florida, the worst neighborhood to live in. And the county is where I live at. The police are needed here. It's a very close-knit community. It's a criminal crime ring. Everybody's an accessory where I live at. I'm not saying what I... All I'm saying, people are wrong to say the police need to be defunded. Yes, there should be resources for more mental health, but to defund them is wrong. They are needed. The reason people are killed, because the police feel like their lives are in danger. The police, the sheriff deputies want to go home at the end of the day to their families. Those of you who are in closed gated communities and have bodyguards, you are safe. There are people who live in this country who are not safe. And I'm one of them. People who I live at who should have been in prison 30 years ago. Crimes are committed against me every single day for no reason at all. It's a community fun game. It's a neighborhood fun game. I'm surrounded by criminals who laugh and get away with their crimes. This is the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Everyone, have a blessed morning.